Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity. And Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Arkansas spent the night continuing to search for the convicted killer who escaped from prison last week.
Authorities believe Grant Hardin could be hiding in the woods near the prison, but heavy rain and rugged terrain are slowing the search. Hardin, once the police chief of Gateway, Arkansas, was serving decades in prison for two violent crimes, a man's execution-style murder in 2017 and the rape of a teacher inside a school in 1997, which became the focus of a documentary entitled Devil in the Ozarks.
ABC's Lana Moise, SpaceX's latest test flight successful in blasting the 400-foot Starship into the sky over Texas. But once in orbit, the rocket failed to deploy its test payload, and then the fuel tank started leaking, and then it spun out of control and broke up on re-entering the atmosphere. COVID shots no longer will be recommended for healthy children and pregnant women. That on direction from Health Secretary Robert Kennedy. This is ABC News. State Department has stopped setting up any new visa interviews for foreign students coming into the U.S. Officials say the move is temporary so it can set up a new vetting process. Some gardens in Japan are going a bit radioactive.
Japan says it plans to use some slightly radioactive soil stored near the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant on flower beds outside Prime Minister Ishiba's office to show it's safe to reuse. The soil was removed during decontamination work after the 2011 nuclear disaster. The move has the okay of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Japan's Environment Ministry says the power plant dirt will be safely covered with topsoil, thick enough to keep radiation at negligible levels.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. If you fly United, you might have to get to the airport a little earlier. The airline says come next Tuesday, people who fly only with carry-on bags will have to check in at least 45 minutes before their flight. Right now, they only have to check in a half hour before. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side, Richland Center.
Whether you are looking for a big block of cheese for your next party or artisan cheese for that special dish, Whitaker's Market is your go-to place for cheese. We currently have over 30 options in stock, in addition to the hundreds of other items that you can't possibly live without. And as always, many of these items are deeply discounted. Check out our Facebook page for our current cheese inventory. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays and 9 to 3 Saturdays.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. High school tournament softball yesterday at Ithaca advances with a 15-0 victory over Lafarge, Seneca 5-1 over DeSoto. Kickapoo moves on after a 7-4 win against Hillsboro, Brookwood 13-3 over Oneewoc Center. It was River Ridge over Highland 3-0 and Waseca Steuben 9-8-1 over Judah Albany. In Division 4, Mineral Point 12-2 over Riverdale. Iowa Grant 6-4 over Argyle Blackhawk. Wisconsin Heights 1-0 winners against Fenimore. And Cuba City 12-0 over Darlington. Division 3, Richland Center 2-1 over Lancaster in 9 innings. Dodgeville 3-0 over Westby. Prairie du Chien 9, Viroqua Youth Initiative 3. In Division 2, a win for West Salem over Platteville 8-1 and Portage 3-1 over Reedsburg. Regular season baseball last night, Dodgeville 1-0 over Richland Center. Riverdale took two, a 2-1 win against Mineral Point and a 2-1 win over Cuba City, exact same scores, and both went 8 innings. Mineral Point 10-5 over Boscobel. It was Fenimore 12-11 over Darlington. Cashton Edge Kickapoo 5-4 in a 10-inning game. Soccer last night, Platteville Lancaster over Richland Center 8-0. Christian Yelich hit a grand slam in the 10th inning for his first career walk-off home run, giving the Brewers a 5-1 win over the Boston Red Sox. With Joey Ortiz on a second base, Bryce Terang lined a four-seam fastball off of Liam Hendricks for a base hit that moved Ortiz to third. Jackson Chirio walked. One out later, Yelich drove a 1-1 pitch 400 feet over the wall in right center. The Brewers get the victory in walk-off fashion. Seattle 9-1 over Washington. It was also Cincinnati 7-2 over Kansas City. The Mets beat the White Sox 6-4. St. Louis 7, Baltimore 4. Dodgers 9-5 over Cleveland. Detroit 3, San Francisco 1. In the National League, Philadelphia 2-0 over Atlanta. The Cubs 4, Colorado 3. Pittsburgh 9-6 over Arizona. San Diego 8, Miami 6. In the American League, Minnesota 4, Tampa Bay 2, Texas 2-0 over Toronto, Houston 11, the Athletics 1, the Yankees 3-2 over the Angels. NBA playoffs, Indiana 130, New York 121, and the NHL playoffs saw Edmonton skate by Dallas 4-1, the final score.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindle's today, 647-5851.
Your first choice for better health.
Suicide is preventable. Learn how to make a life-saving connection at Safe Talk, a free 4-hour training session on Wednesday, June 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Lunch will be provided. Register online at richlandhospital.com. Space is limited, so sign up today.
Today, a high of 64 with periods of rain, northeast to north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers diminishing and a low of 50 degrees. Thursday, partly sunny and warmer, a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow, and a high of 73. South winds at 3 miles per hour, and right now we're at our overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 51. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, May 28th.
His old man was a rabble yeller, bad boy to the bone, he'd say. Can't trust that other feller, he'd judge him by the tone of their skin. Like his dad, near a mind full of hate, on the road to nowhere fast, till the grace of God got in the way. Then he saw the light and hit his knees and cried and said a prayer. Rose up a brand new man, let the old one ride there.
Here's to the strong.
could say it's in her blood. She hates that she's gotta have it as she fills her glass up. She'd love to kill that bottle, but all she can think about is a better life, a second chance, and everyone she's letting down. She throws that bottle down.
Are closed, but the story is far from over. The Ithaca class of 2025 is ready to write the next chapter. Proudly supported by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction.
Her beauty cut just like a knife. He was a banker from Macon. Swore to love her all his life. Bought her a mansion on a mountain with a formal garden and a lot of land. But paradise became her prison. That Georgia banker was a jealous man. Every time you talk about her, you can see the fire in his eyes. You see, I would walk through hell on Sunday to keep my rose in paradise. Hired a man to tend the garden, to keep an eye on her while he was gone. Some say they ran away together. Some say that gardener left alone. Now the banker is an old man. That mansion's crumbling down. All day and stares at the garden. Not a trace of her was ever found. Every time he talks about her, you can see the fire in his eyes. He says, I would walk through hell on Sunday to keep my rose in paradise. Now there's a rose out in the garden. Its beauty cuts just like a knife. They say it even grows in the wintertime and blooms in the dead of the night.
Thank you.
Waylon Jennings on WRCO. Just a little bit of a light shower in the neighborhood today. So a trace of precipitation, and we're at 50 degrees in Richland Center. Today, Wednesday, May 28th, the 148th day of 2025. If you're counting, there are 217 days left in the year. My goodness. Well, here we are, right on the verge of welcoming in the month of June this weekend. And that is hard to believe. Lots of things going on this week and weekend, capping off a really successful school year, some graduations, and lots of graduation parties. So that's going to be some things to celebrate here in the coming weeks. Also, the Richland Center Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals coming up in just a couple of weeks in our fair city. And parades, oh yeah, more of them. After the Memorial Day Parade on Monday, the next one, the Rodeo Dairy Days Parade, that's happening on June 14th.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swimming sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-733-4440.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
Hi.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Just a little light rain this morning so far. In fact, it just showed up. 1/100th of an inch here at the WRCO studios. So that means I was right. Last night when I got home, June said, you need to water your plants. I said, it's going to rain. She's like, yeah, right. It was supposed to rain today. I'm like, oh, you know, okay. I'm sorry, but I think it's supposed to rain. So anyway, Mother Nature helping me out a little bit, temporarily keeping me out of the doghouse. Right now, Dan and Shay.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gonna be. Hometown is a heaven on earth. Sundays are for football and church. The world turns, but I believe it's always gonna be.
Like that. this is feeling so right. It's just like deja vu, me standing here with you. So I'll be holding my breath. Could this be the end? Isn't that moment when I found the one that I'll spend forever with? 'Cause nobody wants to be the last one there. 'Cause everyone wants to feel like someone cares.
Bucky Covington on WRCO and Somebody Out There. Right now in Richland Center, 50 degrees as we get set for a news, weather, and sports break just a little bit from now. All right, we'll drive carefully today on your way out and about. Look out for those yellow buses getting down toward the end of the school year, in fact. So just a few more mornings of the regular routes, and then it's summer vacation. And Mom and Dad won't get a break then, right? Yes. My parents always liked it when school got back in session, I think. But otherwise, they put me out on the cultivator most of the summer, driving the old farm all through the cornfields, and that shut me up for a little bit anyway.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 6:30 is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. The forecast for today, 64 with periods of rain. Tonight, showers diminishing, staying mostly cloudy with patchy fog and a low of 50. We have a southwest breeze at 2 miles per hour. So far, 1/100th of an inch of rain, and it's 50 degrees.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO News. A man convicted of homicide and over a dozen other felonies in Juneau County is sentenced to life in prison. 48-year-old Donald Dahlberg was convicted of 15 total charges after prosecutors said he shot and killed Floyd Burdick near Nisita in January of 2024. Burdick's body and car were both found burned. Dahlberg's life sentence comes without the possibility of parole, according to online court records. Those same online records show Dahlberg has begun the filing process to appeal both the conviction and the life sentence. There's no estimated reopening date set for the Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa. The Iowa DOT last week said that they had confirmed one of the bridge piers moved, creating a safety issue. The 94-year-old bridge has been closed since May 17th and was also closed for nearly 2 months last year. DOT officials said that people were walking or biking around the barricades over Memorial Weekend and issued a reminder that it is illegal to cross a closed bridge. A new bridge is under construction, expected to reopen in 2027. The Richland School Board gained a new member and lost a member at last night's special board meeting. Board Clerk Sheila Troxell gave the oath of office to new member Jill Sharp, who filled the board vacancy following the resignation of Robin Dickman. The board also accepted the verbal resignation of board member Lee Van Landite. On Wednesday, May 14th, Van Landite verbally resigned from the Richland School Board of Education. This verbal statement was made twice in the presence of Steve Board, District Administrator, and fellow board members Aaron Numbihound and Scott Bailing. However, state statutes provides that a school board vacancy is effective when given by a school officer to the district board. As such, the resignation is effective when presented to the board. The board also approved a change order for work at the primary school for an amount not to exceed $29,695 and the hiring of Shay Clicko as social studies teacher for the 2025-26 school year. Nurses at Madison's Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital are on strike. Nearly 1,000 nurses began their strike Tuesday morning. A spokesperson for Meritor says visiting nurses were onboarded over the weekend to help at the hospital. Nurses representing the SEIU issued a formal 10-day strike notice to the hospital earlier this month. SEIU and Meritor have met more than 20 times since January, with key issues during negotiations including workplace safety, pay increases, and staffing. The two sides are expected to meet again coming up tomorrow. The body of a missing boater recovered from a Madison lake is identified. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office confirms the body of 25-year-old Colin Y. Smith of Madison was recovered from Lake Monona last Friday. His preliminary cause of death is listed as drowning. Smith was one of four people on board a small sailboat, which overturned on the lake a week and a half earlier. One person made it to shore and the others were rescued after clinging to a kayak. A statement from the Smith family thanks the community for its prayers and support and the voluntary Bruce's Legacy search and recovery team and others for their loved ones' recovery. A traffic stop in Iowa County led to two meth arrests. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office says a deputy conducted a routine stop on a Volkswagen due to a suspended registration associated with unpaid parking violations. The Sheriff's Office says during the stop, the deputy reported suspicious behavior, which prompted the deployment of a K-9 unit. A search of the vehicle revealed a lockable zipper bag in the trunk containing a crystal-like substance, which tested positive for meth. A 35-year-old Gaze Mills Daniels woman and a 50-year-old Juneau woman were arrested and taken to the Iowa County Jail. A Dane County judge has been suspended from the bench for judicial misconduct. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Tuesday ordered Circuit Court Judge Ellen Burrs suspended for 7 days without pay for the incidents from 2019 and 2021. The state's judicial commission accused Burrs of arguing with a defendant in a child sexual assault case and also leaving the court by herself to arrest a defendant who missed a court date. Burrs also pleaded guilty to fifth or sixth time OWI charges in 2023. The Supreme Court, in its ruling, said judges are meant to be impartial and have high standards of conduct. Suicide is preventable. Make a connection and help save a life. Register now for a free Safe Talk training at the Richland Hospital and Clinics coming up Wednesday, June 18th. Safe Talk works to show anyone can make a difference with the right awareness. Each letter in the word Safe Talk holds special meaning. Safe stands for suicide alertness for everyone, and Talk provides the action steps: tell, ask, listen, and keep safe. The class has shown proven success in preventing suicide by encouraging open communication and using a four-step process to help someone who is struggling. The Safe Talk session in Richland Center will be at the Richland Hospital and Clinics Wednesday, June 18th from 10 until 2. Registration is required as there is a 20-person limit. Register online at richlandhospital.com.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for periods of rain and a high of 64. Northeast to north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers diminishing, staying mostly cloudy with patchy fog and a low of 50. So far in the morning, 2/100ths of an inch of precipitation. We have a southeast wind at 4 miles per hour, and the temp has dropped a couple from just a little bit ago. We're at 49 degrees.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Sports time. I'm Phil Nee. It's updated courtesy of the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at a very busy sports scoreboard on the high school scene from yesterday. We'll have details as well coming up as we take a look at a Brewer win last night in walk-off fashion.
First choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds women to put their health first. Women should have a physical exam every 1 to 3 years from ages 18 to 39 and annually after age 40. Blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar numbers are important to monitor to maintain good health. Check with your healthcare provider for more specifics.
WIAA track and field action was held at various sites across the state yesterday. Kickapoo hosted the event in area Division III schools. Kickapoo Lafarge girls won the event, scoring 126. Westby with 125 was second. Fenimore third, Boscobel fourth, and Cassville Potosi fifth among the 11 schools enrolled. And also in Division III boys, number one was Fenimore with 132.5. Kickapoo Lafarge boys finished second with 111. North Crawford was third. Cassville Potosi was also in the running at fourth, and it was DeSoto finishing in fifth place. The Riverdale girls finishing out in seventh place, and the boys 11th. We'll take a look at some of the individuals and how they fared as they move on to Bangor in the sectional level. We'll look at those names coming up during our 8-10 report today. WIAA regionals at Platteville last night in track and field. Lancaster girls won the event with 162. Mount Horeb 105 was second. Dodgeville Mineral Point third. Prairie du Chien fourth. Richland Center tied for fourth. In boys action, Platteville with the first place finish 127.5 to Mount Horeb's 121. Lancaster was a third place team. Prairie du Chien fourth. Dodgeville Mineral Point fifth. And the Richland Center boys finished in sixth place. Richland Center advanced to the regional final softball game for the first time since 2012 with a 2-1 nine-inning walk-off win at home against Lancaster. Freshman Kyrie Fisher once again had an outstanding night for Richland Center as she pitched for the victory, working all nine innings and striking out 19 batters and walking three. She had a no-hitter broken up in the seventh inning when Lancaster's Greta Jensen had a base hit. Jensen had both of the arrows, two hits. The Arrows' Maddie Hill worked seven innings and struck out 10, walked two, and gave up two hits. The Arrows' Lily Edge came on in relief and gave up three hits and struck out two over two innings of work. Richland Center's Carly Meaden was 2-for-4. The score was tied at one until the bottom of the ninth. With two outs, Abigail Williams hustled to first and beat out an infield single. Running off the crack of the bat with two outs, she was able to score from first base on a single by Maddie McGlynn. Richland Center celebrated the win as they improved to 14-8. They advanced to play Dodgeville Thursday night at 6 after the Dodgers were 3-0 winners over Westby last night. Quite a night for softball. Quite a few good finishes in the end. That was a close game in Dodgeville last night. Prairie du Chien 9-3 over Viroqua and GET over Aquinas 7-2. Division 4 games, Mineral Point into the year for Riverdale 12-2. Also last night, Iowa Grant 6-4 over Argyle Blackhawk and Cuba City shut out Darlington 12-0. In Division 5, it was a big night for the Ithaca softball team, 15-0 in four innings over Lafarge, behind the pitching of Ariana Lewis, who struck out seven and gave up just three hits. Several leaders at the plate, Alyssa Muller was 3-for-3 with a triple and a grand slam and four RBI, leading the Bulldogs. Their next opponent will be at home against Seneca on Thursday. Seneca defeated DeSoto 5-1. It was Kickapoo 7-4 over Hillsboro, Brookwood 13-3 over Wanewoc Center. River Ridge shut out Highland 3-0, and Wazika Steuben got the win against Judah Albany by a final of 8-1. Regular season baseball last night, Dodgeville 1-0 over Richland Center. It was a win for Mineral Point over Boscobel 10-5. Earlier, the Pointers played the Riverdale Chieftains, and Riverdale with a pair of conference wins on the same night. Game 1, freshman Eli Campbell pitched five strong innings with relief help from Ethan Cagle and Chase Chitwood. The Chieftains pulled out a 2-1 win in eight innings. Also in Game 2, same score. The Chieftains got a great performance from sophomore Henry Drone, who had pitched five strong innings, giving up just four hits and a run. Senior lefty Brandon Meese would pitch three hitless innings to nail down the win, and Ethan Cagle would collect the game winner in the eighth, doubling in to drive in Chase Chitwood. The night also featuring the final regular season home games for seniors Gavin Mirabelli, Chase Chitwood, Talon Childs, Brandon Meese, and Gavin Krell, who all had their last home at-bats last night for Riverdale. It was Fenimore, 12-11 over Darlington. Brookwood, 8-2 over Lafarge. Pecatonica Edge, Wisconsin Heights, 4-3. Cashton, 5, and Kickapoo, 4 in 10 innings. DeForest, 2-0 over Reedsburg. Regular season soccer, Platteville Lancaster, 8-0 over Richland Center. Dodgeville Mineral Point, 3-0 over Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca. A grand slam by Kristen Yelich in the 10th inning gave the Brewers a 5-1 walk-off win over Boston last night. Milwaukee had trailed the entire game until Sal Frelick singled in the tying run in the bottom of the 9th. Also, Freddie Peralta takes the mound this afternoon to start the final game of the 3-game set at American Family Field. Elsewhere was a win for the Mets over the White Sox, 6-4. Also in interleague play, Cincinnati, 7-2 over Kansas City. The Cubs with a win, 4-3 over Colorado last night. Philadelphia, 2-0 against Atlanta. And Minnesota was a winner against Tampa Bay, 4-2. And that is an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero-turner push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO. It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. It rolled out west with a wild sunset and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. A sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke, threw a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out, there was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool, and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool.
Done a lot for me. It showed me lots of places I never could have dreamed. But there's a rocky side to rock and roll. It takes you everywhere,
everywhere at home. If I'm in Mississippi and you're in Tennessee, you can still be with me if we keep looking at the same moon. Could be a thousand miles apart, yeah, but it feels like our hearts are in the same room. If you're lonely where you are, I ain't far when we're looking at the same moon. Silver lining to these nights alone. We got some making up to do when I finally make it home. I'll show you how bad I miss you. I'll pull you in close and kiss you. Until then I'll have to pitch you. You looking at the same moon. Could be a thousand miles apart, yeah, but it feels like our hearts are in the same moon. If you're lonely where you are, I ain't far when we're looking at the same moon. Thousand miles apart, yeah, but it feels like our hearts are in the same moon. Oh, if you're lonely where you are, I ain't far when we're looking at the same moon. I'm looking at you, oh, looking at girl, you, looking at, we're looking at the same moon.
Mitchell Tenpenny on WRCO Radio on a rainy Wednesday. 3/100ths of an inch of rain so far, and we're at 49 degrees in Richland Center today. Phil Nee with you. Don't forget, the first Summer Resource Fair will be held today from 3 until 6 at the Richland Community and Senior Center. The purpose of the event is to call the community together for a free meal and to learn about the different events and activities available for everyone of all ages to enjoy through the summer and fall time frame. There is no cost to participate. City Utilities will be offering a grilled hamburger and brat meal for all attendees. So stop by, get a little information, see some friends, and get a free meal today. That's a good deal. 3 until 6 at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks, you know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines now through June 2nd.
Saving bucks is easy. You just have to get in the seat.
Conditions apply.
Visit Slama Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston, or Reedsburg today. Or you can find them online at slamaequipment.com.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The 44th Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell Lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
We're never sure what goes through that mind of Henry Bray, but nonetheless, he'll be in with a little fact or hanko somewhat later on this morning here on WRCO Radio. Regular features continuing on a Wednesday, May 28th. Right now, we're at 49 degrees, headed towards 64, and we could be in line for some periods of rain today, it sounds like.
Didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing delaying that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw, she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. Somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
That's Jordan Davis. Today's update at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and by PCB Wealth Management. It is 49 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway